Are you worried about storing documents in SharePoint Online because of who might be able to see them? Good thing is, you can easily control this. Today, I'll show you how to restrict access to a team site and to specific documents. First, to see who has access to a site, click the cog on the top right, then Settings, and then Site Permissions. Here, you'll see permissions for the entire site and can add or remove users and groups. Now, once we have the new group created with the rights permissions, it's easy to add members. Just select New, Add Members, and they'll receive a link to access the site. Let's look at how to restrict access to files with Information Rights Management. By applying IRM, you can help control and protect files that are downloaded from lists or libraries. First, go to the list or library for which you want to configure IRM. Click on Library on the ribbon, then Library Settings, and then Information Rights Management. If you can't find the IRM link, contact your server administrator to see if it's possible to enable IRM for your site. On this page, check this box to apply restricted permissions to docs downloaded from this library. We can then create a permission policy title to differentiate this policy from other policies. Type a description that explains to team members how they should handle these documents. I want to restrict access to the information in these docs to employees on our team. Click on Show Options to choose more permissions, like preventing users from uploading documents that do not support IRM. In case you want to limit exposure of a file to large amounts of people, you could limit the time frame that a big group has access to the document. At any time, you can return to Library Settings to edit the IRM for the library as needed. By controlling access rights in SharePoint Online, you can help keep your files secure in the cloud. Remember, in SharePoint Online, rights protections can only be applied to Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and XPS files. For OneDrive for Business, it's best practice to use document-level protections for specific files.